Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
What a wonderful time to be alive. And on this Encore show, Darren and I welcome Kimberly, Matthew, Dana, and Alex, who was 6 months old at the time. Wow, how time flies. Darren talks to Matthew specifically about how to pray for coworkers and how to resolve problems at work, blessing a problem worker with a promotion and transfer to another part of the company. We also talk about living in this world without insurance and benefits and how God takes care of us. And Matthew continues to reiterate that God takes care of those who put their trust in Him, those who walk by faith. Now let's join the program.
Well, we hope that you had a wonderful Christmas, and I also hope that you enjoyed the music that we played yesterday. We wanted a day off, so John, our engineer, was kind enough to put that CD on the air, and I hope you enjoyed it. We'd just like to say that we believe we're going to have a great show today. We wanted to have a family show, so we brought in parts of our family. I even brought in Barbara today. Welcome,
parts,
Barbara.
Parts. Yes, because parts is parts.
Parts is parts. We didn't get them all in today, but we have Barbara here today.
Yes, nice to have you with us today.
And Barbara, why don't you introduce our family here?
Well, we have Dana, who's here with Alex, and Alex is 6 months old.
Yeah, if you hear any screaming, that'll be Alex.
He's saying Merry Christmas. And then we have Matthew and Kimberly with us from Tulsa.
We should give their ages too, probably.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Praise the Lord. And they're expecting their first in April.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And Grandma has stretch marks from smiling over all these grandkids. But I'll tell you, we do enjoy our family. We're glad they're in for a couple of days here. And it's just a joy to have Christian kids. We have a delightful time when our kids are home. And these holidays are real special. We look forward to them. So today we're just going to have a show. And I think one of the things we're going to pray about is people. In fact, I talked to Kimberly about this. About saying that, well, Alex, did you have something you wanted to say?
You can talk the entire program.
Is he praying or complaining or what? He looks like he's underfed. Not really.
Now.
This kid weighs 21 pounds in 6 months. And he looks like a fullback.
Yeah. Oh, he's wonderful.
I'm going to beat you up when I grow up.
Yeah, I'll bet he will. Well, anyway, we wanted to show him off, and we're just so proud of Dana and Al and the baby Alex here. He has been a real blessing to our family, and we're looking forward to this baby Duell that's coming up here in April. And the baby's due what day, Kimberly?
I tell everybody April 3rd.
April 3rd? You told me the 24th.
24th.
23rd. It's April 3rd, is it?
The 23rd, April 3rd, yeah. For your birthday.
Okay, well, pick a date.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And are you feeling well?
Very well. Haven't had any problems except yesterday overeating.
I see. Well, a little gluttony sometimes gets us in trouble. Or was that gluttony? Somebody probably forced you.
Yeah, I was forced, yeah. Yes.
Here's something that looks good. Eat it. I did that too. I ate too much yesterday. But, you know, I'm going on this new diet here as soon as we get through these wonderful holidays. And this new diet is called, if it tastes good, spit it out. I'm going to lose some weight one way or another. I've been saying that now for a long time, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Yes.
So the family mocks me when it comes to this diet thing. But I'm going to get it done this time, so you folks can all check on me. Get rid of this spare tire here. But we were talking about people that are single maybe for the first time. Maybe they've gone through a divorce or a death. And we have great compassion for you, particularly at Christmas time. It has to be very difficult for you having gone through a separation or a family's been torn up in some way. And we just want you to know that we really care. And I want you to know that you can call us for prayer. Our office number, prayer line number, is area code 303-689-0499. Again, that number is area code 303-689-0499. And we would like to share that burden with you. If it's a time of great loneliness or a broken heart, we just want you to know that we care, and we will lift you up in prayer. And we'll try to give you some scriptures. We'll send you some materials that I believe will be a real blessing to you. So don't be afraid to reach out during this time of brokenness, and I believe God will really do some good things for you.
Because He is a God of restoration, and He is a God of supplying all those needs. And we have, you know, we have been a family that hasn't been separated from that kind of tragedy or that situation. And we've seen death, we've seen divorce in our family, and we've seen healing, great healing, and great restoration. And I praise God for that. I really do. And I believe that when you serve the Lord, sometimes these things happen, and Satan comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we really depend on God and we lean hard on Him, lean on Him for everything, He's going to absolutely restore back to us. Even, Darren, even if we were at fault, when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. And that's so important, because some people, I've heard some people say, well, I've never smoked, I've never drank, I've never gotten a divorce, I don't have anybody in my family that's divorced. Well, that's fine. Praise God, we admire you. But I'll tell you, there are going to be times when you get up against the wall with a problem or a situation, and you can't take care of it yourself. And God is there to take care of it. Praise the Lord. He's going to do it.
Well, you know, there's a prophecy in Jesus, matter of fact, when He was in the temple. He quoted Isaiah 61, and it was kind of interesting. He went up and picked up the scroll, and this is what he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, here's the part I want you to get. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of people listening today that are downtrodden. Mm-hmm. They have broken hearts. They're captive. Maybe they're captive to shame or rejection. And God has an answer for them.
That's right.
He really does. You know, I believe we're going to open up the phone lines today. Why not? Let me give you a number here. We'll take some phone calls. If you're in that situation, it's area code 303-455-0777. And if you guys are in here, you want to hear, if we have a phone call, you'll need to put on a headset there, and you'll be able to hear it coming in. Otherwise, you won't be able to hear it. But the number here is area code 303-455-0777. And I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is Lord, and He's bigger than any problem you've got. I have to tell you that. So I just sense that somebody out there really needs prayer. And you can have prayer here if you want to call in today. We'll do our best to help you. Again, let me read this scripture to you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden. And it's a joy to me when we pray for someone that's really been hurt. Maybe you've been beat up in a divorce or divorce settlement. Maybe your kids are in another state at this time of year. Or maybe you have the children and you don't normally have the kids. And I want to assure you, that God cares about these situations of a broken heart. God really, really cares. So anyway, that's the number if you want to call today, or you're carrying someone's burden today. It's area code 303-455-0777. We'd be glad to pray for you from wherever you might call today. Barbara, you have some? Can you hear in your headset?
Yes, uh-huh. We need my headset for Matthew.
Okay, we'll get that.
Okay. Just a little disorganized this morning. But it feels kind of like Christmas, though. We've had boxes and presents and unwrapped, and it's been wonderful. We've had a really great time.
Yes,
and we surprised him.
Go ahead.
We surprised him with a cat.
Oh, yes, and our cats have had a little problem, but we're They're getting on okay.
Tell
just
us
a couple
about your cat
fights.
Oh, our cat is beautiful and very well behaved, and their cat. And their cat is picking fights.
I think your cat's teasing ours.
Well, we have a joyous time at Christmas. And Matthew sells automotive products in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How's your sales this past year?
Sales have been great. We have been blessed above and beyond. And when you're faithful, the Lord's faithful back to you. Mm-hmm. And we stand on a scripture that if a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And we just really go out there and we really recognize that we're a witness and salt to the earth out there. And so we like being out there in that world. And I don't have to necessarily witness to everybody. It's just really a witness as far as my character goes. And it's a good opportunity.
Do you mind if I talk about your giving? You guys are you didn't say yes or no, but
yes.
You guys are tithers and givers. Why do you do that as a young couple? Why? You could spend that money on something else.
Oh, well, you can never outgive God.
That's true.
Never outgive God.
This Christmas season, we're looking into buying a home, and our needs are great to get into this home as far as cash. And the little bit of cash that we did have, we just thought, well, this isn't going to cover what we need for the house, so let's start giving. And it's been a real joy to give. I think we tend to get more stressed out if we start pinching every little penny and try to save up one little bit at a time. I get stressed that way. And when I'm giving, I notice more comes in.
That's right.
And so as we keep getting more and more into our home, that's how the Lord is providing. It's been a wonderful season.
Now, has God given you a good deal in your house?
Well, very good deal. And we really feel that He has blessed us above and beyond really what we could imagine, but that's just what our Father God's all about. He loves to give to His children without any hesitation, without any...
He doesn't hold back.
He doesn't hold back. That's right.
That's right.
And we also, we love to give because we know how we feel when we receive something from somebody or gifts or just it's just such a pleasure to be able to give to somebody that has a need that you know you met. You can just see it in their heart. It means so much to it. And really, that's what it's all about.
And God still takes care of you.
Every seed reproduces at your own kind, so.
Well, this sound that you hear in the background here is Alex, our grandson, our newest grandson. And let's see, how many grandchildren do we have, Barbara?
We have six with seven coming in
six
April.
Six with one more coming.
Yes.
Baby Duell is coming in April. But we're having quite a time here. Matthew, have you watched God restore your accounts and take care of your business for you?
Tremendously. There is no way I could even begin to describe the way the Lord has brought our business from basically nothing to above and beyond what we can ever dream of. And we just continue to ask the Lord to give us favor out there. And we really believe that that we're just blessings, and we're a blessing into those other accounts, and we have tremendous favor, and it's just great to see God work, especially when you're on your own business, and it really is supernatural living.
You know, I don't mean to be negative about this, but sometimes in business you face these things where there's a personality conflict, or there's somebody doesn't like your product, or they don't think they don't like your product. Can you give us some examples of how God's taking care of you in situations like that?
Well, I know a couple times it's more of a personality conflict than it is a product. If the guy doesn't like the product or the person, the account doesn't like the product, I can't worry about that. He's given me the opportunity to share what I have to offer to him. If he does not like that, at least I've had the opportunity. But if it comes down to just a personality dislike and he really likes BG, he doesn't like me, then I'm sensitive to that, and I try to work around that. And yet, even in those situations, we've seen where the Lord has allowed us to go ahead and have the account to establish our programs within that account and to make money off that account. And I turn around and I try to be really nice to the guy. But the way that the Lord has worked favor, and I know I keep say in favor, but it just is tremendous to see the Lord work in that area.
But hasn't he removed some people that gave you a bad time, sent them down the road to another place, given them other employment?
Yes. We have the way our business is set up, we have about 11 salesmen in the state, and we all get together every couple of weeks and talk, and several, well, at least three times with you and I, and since you've been in Tulsa, I've seen a certain position be removed that was an obstacle by just, not that we curse him or anything like that, we bless him on to something else, or he'll end up taking a different avenue, and it's just opened the door for us. So when we're in our sales meeting, we always laugh make sure that guy didn't go to somebody else's account.
Yes, right. But God does remove people sometimes.
Oh, sure.
If it's not going to work out.
He does.
It doesn't mean, and I like what you said, we don't curse the people, but sometimes we pray God will give them a better job down the road someplace else.
And in and sometimes I think the Lord has divine protection and doesn't allow me to be in an account for different reasons.
Where you might lose money.
Where I might lose money, right. Which I've had that a couple times.
And you're strictly commissioned sales.
Strictly commissioned sales.
No guarantees.
Wow. Up every morning and start at zero.
Way up, basically unemployed, right?
Well, if I want a raise, I go cold call.
Cold call, bring in a new account.
What insurance for the baby.
No.
No benefits, and no insurance.
God has really supplied.
God has taken care of everything. And it's the best way to live for us anyway.
What does it mean to have a wife that's in agreement with you, praying at home?
Oh, I could get in tears just thinking about the support she has. And there's just that strength back there, just knowing that as I leave and she prays protection over us and just over me as I'm out and about, and just the tremendous support. And I think that's important, especially in my business, that the husband explains to the wife or lets the wife in on everything about that business, so there's no surprises. Because the hardest thing we see a lot is the husband doesn't explain straight sales commission or whatever, and it's just really hard. And if the wife just wants to understand and support her husband, and if she doesn't feel left out, it's a lot easier for her just to feel like she can.
Kimberly, let me pick on you for a minute. How is it to live on strict commission?
You know, I don't know any other way, so.
Really don't, do you?
No, I really don't.
Your parents didn't have strict commission.
That's right. All growing up.
No salary ever.
No guarantees.
Benefits, we don't even know how to spell that.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
How can you guys hang so loose when, you get back Monday in Tulsa, you got to go to work? Right?
We know God's provided, and the Lord's going to continue to, and it's just a lifestyle now, and we believe and know that we're going to live there, are just going to be taken care of.
You know, you can get into worry over it, but after you've done worry and you've tried it and you've tried the anxiety for a couple of years maybe, you start figuring out, well, I never did starve, and I haven't been thrown out on the street, so what am I worrying for? Right. And it really makes a lot more sense just to be at peace and let things happen the way they're going to happen.
You know, I saw a wall hanging the other day that says, why pray when you can worry?
Yeah. It's the one Kim gave me.
Oh.
Why pray when you can fret and worry?
Well, this is Dana chipping in. I didn't know who got that plaque, but I knew I'd seen it somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Kim.
Well, Matthew has talked about favor, and we really have had favor. And I wanted to go back to the subject of some personality conflicts, and a lot of the time it's a spiritual conflict.
That's
I would say
good.
Most of the time it's a spiritual conflict. And Matthew does bring a lot of light into accounts. And a lot of the time the mechanics and the people that he meets with, they're on the dark side, and they live in the dark side. You can walk into a place and feel the oppression. And there, one scenario that I wanted to bring up, because this is a little bit different, there's been an account that's been kind of tough. He's just mean. Every time Matthew comes around, he never has anything good to say and just swears up one side and down the other. And Matthew's been faithful to go in, make sure that he's stocked, and he's real friendly every time. And we got a Christmas card from this guy.
Yeah, it was a shock of shocks. I
mean. Evidently, he's been born again. And he sent us a Christmas card and said, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and said something about Jesus in the card.
Yeah,
and
so
we looked at that card and thought, well, our prayers availeth much.
Yes, hallelujah.
They not only get moved on or blessed on, they get blessed to higher ground in the Lord as well as we pray for them. Our prayers are powerful.
So he's been talking about Jesus for a long time, but now maybe he knows him.
Maybe he knows him.
Maybe he knows him. Well, that'd be interesting.
Well, you know, it's one of those scenarios where you kind of run, and the Lord's always just pricking. And eventually, you know, it's some harvest, or some sow, some plant, some water, and some harvest. And finally, it came around to this gentleman probably receive the Lord, and it's great.
Haven't you found some of those guys ask for prayer?
Oh.
They got family problems?
Sure. Oh, those guys start dumping. They don't want to talk around their groupies because they're, you know, they got to be tough men and all this. And you get around a guy or like me, they just come up to me and they start dumping 5 years worth of family problems. I mean, I'm like, well, time out. And at the same time, you got to take time because you want to be sensitive to their needs because they're really reaching it. And it's just really amazing. You're sitting there sometimes I'm just sitting there going, what in the world? I'm not even charging for this, but, you know.
Should be a marriage counselor, right?
I'm glad I'm there, so.
Well, that's super. Dana, how do you handle it with a brand new baby? That's not funny.
Very
supposed
carefully.
To be stressful.
Nice question. Well, I think Darren understands that I've been a career woman pretty much all my life, and Alex wasn't planned on, but he's the biggest blessing that I could ever ask for. So
one of his names is Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Planned, though, by the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So only precious. God can give life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would never change anything now. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably my friends would drop dead after hearing me say that. But nobody ever thought I would have kids, much less quickly.
Oh. When we used to go into restaurants, you know, they'd ask non-smoking, and DC and Dana would say, non-kids, please.
Non-children.
Well, I think it was just so difficult. Because the kids these days are just unruly and there's no obedience and there's no anything. And I thought that I had to be one of those people that just had to deal with it. And with the books that I've been reading, the Christian books that I've been reading, I understand that you can raise a godly kid who isn't going to be screaming and yelling and, you know, throwing tantrums and all that stuff. So we've already seen a pretty good payoff, even at 6 months. He's a very, very good little boy.
You know, I watched you. I'll just tell you this little personal thing. But last night, he was trying out his lungs. He was just screaming. And you were on that immediately saying, no, 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 no. And he knows what no means already.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to slap him. You didn't have to spank him. But you're enforcing the idea that you're the mama, he's the baby. And
there are certain things, even at 6 months, that you shouldn't
Well, I commend that. I think that's great because, you know, some kids don't get that, as you know, Dana. And I appreciate what you're doing there with your baby to say already, now that's not acceptable, so don't do it.
Yeah.
Thanks. And it's a great, well, it's I mean that. And we see some people that don't do that, and the kid starts running the show. And you know what I like to tell parents now? What's it going to be like when the kid says, I'm taking the car? And if you haven't enforced no, kid grabs the keys and he's out the door and you're standing there wringing your hands. And it's too late then. So I admire you starting early. And we have some other friends that have, well, they're young parents just doing a super job with their kids. And we enjoy being around them. And we enjoy being around Alex. He's going to be a precious little guy.
Yeah.
I think you're raising him right.
Thanks.
And Grandma over there is just smiling up a storm. Alex is trying to grab the nearest microphone and swallow it.
That's right. He doesn't know exactly what it is. He's just kind of touching it.
He's just fascinated by that silver microphone. We might have to get him one just to put in his crib and play with. Well, it's a joy. It's a joy to see parents raise godly children. And, you know, so much is being done by Dr. Dobson, Focus on the Family, and many quality ministries that are saying you can really discipline children. Mm-hmm. And I praise God for that. I really do.
Yes.
Well, Matthew, do you have some sales goals for this next year? Or are you just hanging loose? What are you doing? What's your approach?
Oh, I'll have some sales goals right now. I'm in limp mode.
You're
for
in
December
limbo.
For the holidays. We have a rather large family that live out in northeastern Colorado. My folks live in Holyoke, out by the Hackson area. And I have a sister who's a full-time missionary in Brazil, and they were home on furlough. So they have four in their family, and then my sister was from Chicago, and they had four in their family. And then, so we had 18 of us total out at my parents' house, and it was just a really good Christmas.
A good
and I
time.
Just kind of concentrated on Christmas time and then getting up here and seeing you all.
There's five in that Chicago family.
Five.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't want to leave out the little one.
Don't leave out the little one.
No, we had plenty of time to see little kids run all over the place.
You were raised believing in Jesus, weren't you?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was thinking about you this morning as I was shaving, getting ready to come down to the studio. You know, you need to be thankful that your dad taught you to work.
Oh.
Are you grateful for that?
I'm very grateful for it. You know, I tell people I grew up on a farm, so I have a work ethic instilled in me, but also just a good charismatic Christian upbringing, too, that was just real solid in the Word and real respectful to the parents. And as far as I know, I was the best little kid there ever was. I never got in trouble.
Oh, that brought quite a response.
So, what's the word say about lying?
Yeah, right. Your nose is growing. You know that dad of yours, and I hope he's listening today, but you know we got to get him. He's got such a fabulous testimony.
Oh, he yes. And Mom have a phenomenal testimony.
How can we pray him into conviction to get him on the air here with us? I've tried. I'm going to have to give him such a bad time on the air.
Well, he loves to plant trees out on the farm. He just can't get enough trees, and he always entices me or tries to get me to plant trees. So I'll tell you what I'll do for you. The next time he wants me to plant trees, I'll say you have to go on Darren's program first.
Well, we're going to get you, Norm, up here some one way or another. We'll pick on you until you come.
He really has a blessing of a testimony.
He has a phenomenal testimony, so does your mom. So, you know, I like to share those, and I so much admire you that are in business, like yourself, Matthew. And Dana, I admire you as a graphic artist. You've accomplished so much in your short years. And what drew you to graphics, Dana? Why do you like art and graphics?
Why do I like graphics?
And music.
Oh, my. My goodness.
Caught you off guard there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Actually, one day I was sitting at home and somebody called me up from the Colorado Institute of Art and said, hey, you want to take some classes? I'm like, okay. So I signed up for the full 2-year course and went through it. And I received a really good job, mostly because of the degree, but I didn't really do a lot in computers while I was at the school. But kind of lied my way into a job situation.
Ooh, Lord forgive
which
you.
Is really...
Let's say bluffed. I like
don't
bluffed.
Do that. Yeah, bluffed. But got into a really good situation, and I just loved it. Just took off, and gosh, got into some really neat programs and really neat business into desktop publishing, and I just love it.
Well, I never thanked you on the air, but this would be a good time. You designed our logo for us with the Denver Skyline. That goes out on all of our stationery, all of our envelopes, and I just thank you. You're the creator of that idea.
Wow, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.